My name is Trent Moyers. I'm the director of the Pangborn Memorial Airport in Wenatchee, Washington. While I don't speak for the hundreds of airports and communities who are facing air service challenges, I believe our experience in Central Washington's Wenatchee Valley is an example of the impacts felt by airports nationwide. Commercial air service began in Wenatchee in 1945. Fast forward to 2019, and we had a record year for emplanements, with more than 64,000 passengers departing from our airport. As the reality of the pandemic took hold in 2020, that number dropped to 27,000, while passenger numbers rose to 48,000 the next year in 21. Last year, emplanements fell again to 35,000. Service in Wenatchee and many small airports has not returned to pre-pandemic levels, largely due to a lack of airline capacity. The number of daily flights to our airport has gone from 4 in recent years down to 1. The post-pandemic recovery of air service continues to be challenging in Wenatchee, but we know we're not alone. Today, 76% of airports have less air service than before the pandemic. 14 U.S. airports have lost all commercial air service, and 53 airports, like ours, have lost over half of their flights. The Wenatchee Valley is known proudly as the Apple Capital of the world and is home to a population of approximately 120,000. In addition to a robust agricultural economy, a relatively new type of farm has cropped up thanks to our affordable and clean hydroelectric energy, server farms. Both invest heavily in our area. Tree fruit farms and server farms are linked to the global economy, and as such, these industries have a need to connect with their consumers and suppliers far beyond our region. In Chair Cantwell's opening remarks and last week, it mentioned during the hearing regarding aviation workforce issues, you mentioned that over 80% of economic development occurs within 10 miles of an airport. The statement's true in Wenatchee, where just 1 mile from the airport, Microsoft's completed construction of the first of 6 240,000 square foot data centers that's created 50 full-time jobs with plans to invest a total of $3 billion in the community. Another example of a high-tech industry finding its way to Wenatchee occurred in 2018, when Diamond Foundry, a company headquartered in San Francisco, established a diamond growing facility in Wenatchee. Air transportation accessibility was among the key factors that contributed to their selection of Wenatchee as a suitable site. In the Wenatchee Valley, 850 people drive every day to an airport other than Pangborn because connectivity from Wenatchee is limited. A single flight per day to Seattle means only 76 people can directly access air transportation to or from Wenatchee without spending 3 hours driving. Finally, I want to note that in Wenatchee, commercial air service saves lives. Last year, Airlift Northwest, an air ambulance operator based at our airport, conducted 700 ambulance flights. They depend on our commercial air service to deliver blood supplies and flight nurses, and in the winter, they are able to land and take off because of our FAA requirements to remove snow from the runway in support of air carrier operations. Our community needs continued access to commercial aviation to keep these essential services. Given all of these impacts, Congress should act to restore, to revitalize air service in small and rural communities. Senator Cantwell has been a leader in promoting the SCASD program, and Senator, I thank you for that. Possible actions could include allowing greater flexibility in existing programs. Airline business strategies change over time, and the term of a grant should be able to meet those changing market demands. If adequate incentives that are attractive to airlines and supportive of the communities they serve are available, the likelihood of successful airline recruitment improves. The upcoming FAA reauthorization presents a key opportunity to examine and improve air access for small communities. For someone who manages a small airport, the correlation between airport improvement programs and air service development and retention programs is clear. The challenge of an airport with a limited budget and limited service means that sometimes being forced to choose between infrastructure improvements and air service incentives is a reality. Paying the 10% local share of an FAA-funded project can mean sacrificing other priorities like pursuing air service expansion. I would encourage the committee to restore the 95% federal cost share for small airports that was put in place in the 2003 FAA bill to help address this challenge. Thank you for the opportunity to testify today. I look forward to answering any questions you may have.